Radio B.
Now, joining us on the line, we should have Mr. T from Time to Thrive. How's it going, brother?
Morning. Yeah, doing good.
Now, the reason we've got you on the line, one of the things that 95BFM likes to do is advocate for cycling. Myself, being a keen bike rider, ride to work, to and from work every day. But it is also great for us and the BFM listenership to be across some community events such as the Mangere Bridge Bike Rave, which is happening this weekend. Tell us a bit about it, mate. Why on earth is this happening, and where is it taking place?
Oh, okay, cool. It's happening. It's the Mangere Bike Rave happening in the Mangere Bridge this Saturday evening from 6 to 9. So basically, it's to celebrate. We have a new cycle lane that's in Mangere Bridge on Coronation Road. It just opened up a couple of weeks ago. Basically just celebrating that cycle lane, having a go on the cycle lane, and from there it'll be just having a good day out, good evening out, you know, with the community. If whoever wants to come out and have a bike ride.
Rad. Now, what is a bike rave for those people out there that haven't been to one before?
So a bike rave is like when you're at a nightclub, like you're out on a out like on your bikes with lights and music and all of that sort of stuff. You're basically having fun, you know, on two wheels.
Is there like a dress code? Do I need to wear anything? Would you encourage decorating my bike?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Pick a bike out, you know, put some lights on, whatever lights you want to put on there, you know, just come any dress code. As long as you're seen, you know, wear your bike colours.
Yeah.
You want to be seen when we're out on the road.
Of course. Now, as far as tunes go, do we need to bring our own tunes, or is someone going to be playing music?
So we'll be having a DJ at where we're going to be based at. So there'll be a DJ. We've got a couple of performances.
Yep.
But when we're out on the ride, everybody just play your own music, you know. It's just a short ride. It's like 5K, 5 to 7K ride around the waterfront of Mangere Bridge.
Yes.
And then going up to the village, Mangere Bridge Village, and then just doing a loop back. There's also a pump track there that people can jump on the pump track and never go.
Mean. Now, where's the meeting? Where's the meeting point, and what time is the start time for this?
Okay, the meeting point is out on the waterfront reserve. It's on the bottom of Coronation Road by the Naho Mangere Bridge. It's on the grass part, so we've basically using half of the grass area. So that'll be our meeting point. The event starts at 6, but then we won't start the ride till like 7 o'clock when it gets a little bit lighter. And then we'll just go up for like a 40-minute ride, and then we'll come back when the just before 8 o'clock when it's a bit dark, and then we'll have our DJ going, then our performances. And then we also got some kai there.
Oh, you got some food. Yeah, rad. Great. Nice. Okay, cool. Is there anywhere else that we can head to find out more information about this Mangere Bridge bike rave?
Yep, it's out on our Triple T page, tons of Triple T's. That's our Facebook page, and also on our Auckland Transport website.
Rad. Any plans after the rave? Any sort of bike kick-ons?
You can carry on to down the local there, but...
TBC.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
It's more of, for our families.
Family event.
Community. So anybody's more than welcome to come along. More bikes, the better.
Excellent. All right. Mangere Bridge Bike Rave happening this Saturday, February 22nd from 6 p.m. You can head to bikeauckland.org.nz for some info as well, people out there listening. All right. Hey, Mr. T, thanks for having a yarn to us this morning, and all the best for the bike rave on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us on me.
Cheers, bro.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.